Welcome to the Second Floor Lounge. My name's Eric Ackerman. I'm going to go ahead and kick things off right away this time with Edie Carey and Hollywood Ending.
Don't you just love a Hollywood ending? In the nick of time, she's gonna come through. But you can spend your whole life pretending it's gonna go that way for you too. 'Cause only you know her secret heart. She doesn't mean to be unkind. And the waiting is not so hard. What's a little more time? We're all fools for something. I'm smarter than this, or I swallow every lie. We're all I know just where you are. You ate up every last word, and you swore you'd never let it get this far, and you'd never get hurt. Hey, I know I can't change your mind, like you can't change your heart. Hey, I know the cliche, love is blind, but who knew it could be so dark? We're all fools for something. I'm smarter than this, oh, I swallow every love a Hollywood ending. In the nick of time, she's gonna come through. But you can spend your whole life pretending it's gonna happen and wait for you to. We're all fools for something. I'm smarter than I never let anyone by. We're all fools for something, someone. She's your loveliest weakness. He was my longest, loveliest weakness. Loveliest weakness. He was my
sun gets me out of bed to face another day. She collected all the shit she had that belonged to me and made her feel so bad. Pictures and a shirt or two, a copy of Wade of Blue. They'd been collected in a box. It was ready for the drop. Maggie May. This had all been boiling far too long. The girl who'd been named for Rod Stewart's song. Turn away, lay the money down, and string me up all over town. But the truth rolls up her tongue like it did when we were young. Then the sun shines upon my head and it forgives every word I've said. Oh, the sun gets me out of bed.
That was Timid Maggie May from Elsinore, and this is Lee Coulter with The Jeep Song.
I see a fat girl in a Jeep with the top down and wearing a braid in her hair, making people stare with stereo blaring on her way. She's on her way. She shares a smile that light outright the sun up the glaring. I'm here to stay. drops in the seat to the beat at the street light. It's a sound so sweet, cause she treats everything like everything's on alright. Now she's on her way
of Cairn. It is a world where gods can choose to live mortal lives to directly affect events in the world, and often do. The river of magic is rising. Monsters are moving into Cairn through tears in the fabric. The dead are escaping Callan's abyss, and the children of Aj have returned, just as the prophets foretold. But even as these overarching events play themselves out, a piece of the puzzle falls into place in the seemingly unremarkable town of Avedon Hill. Aramis Cragen, retired Aranic advisor, arrives at Avedon Hill and is asked to investigate the murder of Greta Platt, the Avedon Manor housemistress. But in doing so, Aramis uncovers secrets that threaten Cairn's very foundation. What begins as a search for justice becomes a fight for survival, all in a place where nothing is what it seems. Welcome to the land of Cairn. Welcome to Murder at Avedon Hill, a podcast novel by P.G. Holyfield, featuring some of the great voices of podcasting and podcast fiction.
A perfect place for Greta Platt to escape the troubles of the day. So beautiful, so inspiring. Also a fine place for someone to catch her defenseless and end her life.
Not now, Joris. You chose the wrong time for one of your rants about undead threats rising
in Cairn. There is evil here in Avedon Hill. You can never be sure what will greet you at your door.
Of course it has to be alive. You should have known that, monk.
You promised us the hunter, and you have failed us. You promised us a power beyond our understanding, and again, you have failed us.
You have not seen what I have seen. Events are transpiring that neither you nor I can affect.
Aaron's powers have peaked from under those covers. I hope you both survive long enough to find a use.
Brother of Aaron, look how you've aged. You've spent so much of your life in darkness.
Murder at Avedon Hill by P.G. Holyfield. Sit back and let the mystery unfold. Learn more at pgholyfield.com and patiobooks.com.
Now we've got Brush Against Me live from Monk.
I need to be. No words. I only meant to make you happy. I never meant to make you cry. And if you leave, I'll leave tomorrow. Still, I'll always wonder why. But oh, I couldn't take it anymore. Just two lonely people and no more. Hey, Kate, please wait. Okay, this is all too late. Hey, Kate, please wait. Okay, this is all too late. Hey, Kate, please wait. Okay, this is all too late. I never meant to cause you sorrow, like the waves against the sky. Lacking any more emotion, but then again I
Hey Kate by the Fire Apes. I'm going to play a promo now that maybe is going to give you a hint about a contest and a promo I'm going to have coming up probably by next episode, maybe the one after.
Kilroy 2.0 is here. Kilroy 2.0 is everywhere. Kilroy 2.0 will be everywhere. And John, and Dr. Mike, and Father Thomas, and the psychopathic John Alpha, as the most popular podcast novel series in history, gets a reboot. Seventh Son Descent is in print now. The beta clones are back with new scenes, new set pieces for the print novel. The President of the United States is dead, murdered by a four-year-old boy, and it's up to John and the other beta clones to hunt the man behind the assassination, John Alpha. To celebrate Seventh Son Descent's bookstore debut, author J.C. Hutchins, that's me, is releasing more clone-killing content at his website and beyond. An entirely new serialized podcast recording of Seventh Son Descent's print edition manuscript, serialized PDFs of the book, free music by John Smith, Seventh Son, 7 Days, a prequel anthology, and the full text of the novel, serialized at boingboing.net, all available now. Support the print debut of Seventh Son Descent. Learn more and download the free audiobook and other content at jchutchins.net and at podiobooks.com.
Where is my Rosetta Stone? I checked the cradle and the temple and the grave. I can't pick up the phone. I wouldn't know what to say. How about hello? No, that would never do. Could be a politician. Could be you.
That's Rosetta Stone from Noam Weinstein, and this is Little Pieces by Uncle Seth.
These little pieces, I've held them so long, and still I don't know where they all belong. And some they might find their way into a song. And as for the rest, well, I wonder. And as for mistakes I've made,
gathered plenty, I guess. Busted teeth, the broken hearts, and all of the rest. Hoping the next time won't be like the rest, and not become one more blunder. When I was a girl, well, I didn't much care about why I was, or where I was, or how I got there. But as I grew older, I became aware all these little pieces. Don't tell him I told you, but he's so shy, and I know I've embarrassed him plenty of times. But he's still
That's going to do it for another episode of the Second Floor Lounge. As always, all of the music played on the show can be found at www.musicalley.com on the PodSafe Music Network. Links can also be found in the show notes at secondfloorlounge.mevo.com. If you like the music, tell a friend about the show and support the artists by buying it. Send any feedback to me, including your votes for the Lounge Top 5, at silvervale@gmail.com. And here's the Lounge Top 5 from last episode. At number 5, Angels Fall by Mad Love. Number 4, Misbehave by The High. Number 3, Yeah Yeah by Wild Bunch. Number 2, I Am or Molly's Theme by Monk. And at number 1, Temptation by Emma Wallace.
I know if I remove myself from possible harm, temptation won't bear its charm, and I'll endure this volatile hour. But I don't think safety's the highest ideal. I'll risk a slip in the forbidden fruit spill, and there can be a thing as too much willpower. I'll take temptation. I think I would have liked Eve if I'd met her. If I do what I should, then it's all good. If not, sometimes it's even better. I'll take temptation. Go ahead, give the devil a foothold. I'd rather be singed by the heat than left out in the cold. I know. Crowd away from a riot. Avoid chocolate shops when on a diet. Keep temptation far at bay. But to not even have a choice, it's like losing your voice. I would rather risk going astray. I'll take temptation. I think I would have liked Eve if I'd met her. If I do what I should, then it's all good. If not, sometimes it's even better. I'll take temptation. Go ahead, give the devil a foothold. I'd rather be singed by the heat than left out in the cold. I'd rather be